Well, good afternoon and welcome to the Phil Hendry Show. Our number, of course, 1-800-449-8686. And we are showcasing all this week local businesses that cater to this sunny California weather. And we're going to be talking to a gentleman who owns a place on Ventura Boulevard here in Los Angeles called The Wax Hut. How many of you ladies indulge yourselves in a wax job? Or any kind of cosmetic treatment for that matter? I think you'd be interested in hearing from some of our business owners all this week on The Phil Hendry Show as we showcase local business here in sunny California. Our number is 1-800-449-8686. And, you know, no matter where you listen to The Phil Hendry Show, you're always in California when your radio's set to our show. For all of our listeners in Omaha, all of you folks in Green Bay, Charlotte, Salt Lake City, Portland, when my show comes on, isn't it like the sun's just shining right through your window? You bet. You betcha. All right, so we're going to bring on a gentleman who owns the Wax Hut on Ventura Boulevard and talk to him about, this is an interesting process to my way of thinking, this whole idea of waxing, and a lot of us think that it's kind of painful. Rudy Canoza, who owns the Wax Hut on Ventura Boulevard. Rudy, how are you, and welcome to the Phil Hendry Show.
Well, I'm doing very well, Phil. Thank you for having me on your program.
Waxing sounds painful.
You know, Phil, it's really not very painful. It is a process that the millions of American women go through every so often.
How often does a woman get waxed? I mean, if you get waxed, how often?
I would say that probably every month is sufficient. It depends for what it is that you want to take care of. Some women have an excessive amount of hair in some parts of their body or some areas of their body, and we can take care of that. I don't think that any more than twice a month, though, is a necessary thing. If I could ask a favor of you, Phil.
Sure.
Could you turn that music off? Because, oh, boy.
Yeah, I'm sorry. That's just something we wanted to open up with.
Thank you.
Okay. So you wax women, and your business is called The Wax Hut.
Yeah, it's like a kind of beeswax, like a kind of a light wax. And while the wax is on you, and while it is still damp, we put a muslin fabric over this.
Now, muslin's like a light...
Like a light linen.
Like a light cloth?
Yeah, like a light linen. It's a very porous kind of linen. We put the muslin fabric over the wax, and you peel it off. You peel it in the opposite direction of which way the hair tends to grow. And
that's the part that sounds painful. Okay.
I don't think it's painful for the women who are used to the process. I think that the women who are used to the process, it's part of their beauty regimen. It's not more any more painful, I would imagine, than any other facial, for instance, or a good massage that some parts of you might hurt after you're done with that. But for women who are used to this...
And men are doing this now. I know my engineer... I'm just kidding. But men are doing it, aren't they?
Well, it'd be very true. I
ran into a guy in Miami. A guy worked for another radio station. In fact, we were making fun of him. We were at a remote broadcast. We saw this guy, and he was hairless. I mean, he waxed every part of his body. I mean, he still had eyebrows.
Well, this is an aesthetic that is, for some women find attractive. Some men consider this to be an attractive aesthetic. Many men wax their chests. Many men wax their arms. Swimmers wax their legs, for instance. They feel any excess hair can be a burden or to slow them down.
Right, I've heard of that, and I don't think I've ever seen a hairy swimmer get up on the Olympics are going to be happening here in a couple of months. I guess that's something for us to look for.
Mark Spitz, I think, was the last swimmer I remember with chest hair, seriously, and I think that is, again, is an aesthetic that people want to aspire to.
Okay, tell me about, so you put this, you put the wax on, and women are coming in to have what's called a bikini wax?
Phil, I specialize in the wax, we specialize in the Brazilian bikini wax, which waxes any excess pubic hair.
Okay, so that's down in the crotch area, right?
Yes. Some people call it this, the Playboy wax, which leaves a thin, what they call a landing strip, or sometimes what we call a mustache. But it is a thin band of hair. And so the bikini wax, or what, the Brazilian bikini wax, or what is called the Playboy wax, is a wax that...
covers a lot of ground down there. I don't know how graphic we can get.
Yes, it keeps the any evidence of that from showing through the bathing suit from the bottom, the bathing suit bottom, so that there is absolutely no fear on the part of a woman that that there will be any of that in evidence. I use only the very best wax products. And
all right, now, I wanted to interrupt you here because you know about the complaints that you received, right?
I had one complaint. And
yeah, okay, and you knew that we were going to talk about that, so I hope you don't think that I'm ambushing you.
Yes, sir, and I will tell you that I do publish a brochure which shows the work that we do. I am very proud of the work that we do. I do publish this brochure, so I take photographs of my work and use these photographs in the brochure.
And well, don't some women object to being photographed? Because what you're doing is you're photographing...
Mr. Henry, what to say?
That well, let me just be clear to the audience. You're photographing the women without any bottom on, and you're photographing that area that you've just waxed, right?
Yes. I don't photograph their faces.
What about the women who... there's one particular woman... Now, you say you don't photograph their faces, and I want to get into that. Wasn't there a woman that you held down in the chair while you took a picture of her?
No, she had... You know, I don't think this is fair.
But there was a woman who was starting to get up, and you pushed her down and with your hand. You held her down with one hand, and with the other hand, you held the camera and took a picture?
No, she started to get up, and all I said was, hold your horses... And I held my hand on her shoulder and just pushed her very gently back down in the seat. I backed up. I went into into my squat, which you go into a photographic, what's called a photographic squat, or the full bikini wax squat. I got the picture. I said, "We're not done yet," and I snapped it. I snapped the picture.
And that lady who obviously wants to be anonymous complained to at least two different Better Business Bureaus that I know of, and also called our radio station, and we contacted her in advance of this interview, okay?
All right, well, Phil, I will tell you that I am a professional. I am not sexually harassing these women. I am not doing anything other than taking pictures of my work.
And the woman that you pushed down, you say you gently...
I gently said to her, hold your horses, we're not done yet. I took a picture.
And now, what about taking these pictures against their consent?
Because the part of their body that we're photographing does not include their face. We are simply photographing the wax job that I have just done, which is from the stomach down. So I am only...
You're only photographing the women, the lower part of their body.
That is correct.
But you're publishing pictures of women, these wax jobs that you do, they're naked, right?
Of course they're naked. You have to see the wax job.
All right, so what you have is, and I've got your brochure here, and I'm going to try to be kind, but I'm looking at page after page. It's just like one shot after the next of a woman's privates.
That is the work. That's the only way that you can show the work that you do. And that is the only way. And if for anybody who wants to try to turn this into something filthy, that is the only way you can show them. Many women's private areas, not just one woman, and I never show their faces.
All right, we're talking here with Rudy Canoza. And Rudy, I'm trying to be as kind as I can.
I appreciate that, but I do not want you to take it to some place where it is dirty or it is lascivious, because that's not what we do.
All right, our number is 1-800-449-8686. Rudy Canoza with us. He owns the Wax Hut on Ventura Boulevard. He does Brazilian bikini waxes, the Playboy wax, publishes, takes photographs of his work, and then publishes it in a brochure to show his work. And there was at least one complaint from a woman who apparently he pushed her down. I want to ask you this, and again, our number, 1-800-449-8686. Rudy, I want to ask you this question. Do you make some noise?
Do I make a noise? No.
Do you do something? You have some Latin thing that you do when you're done?
Yes, it's very common in my country. In my country, what we do to show that a woman is attractive, if she's walking down the street or walking by you, we go, le, 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 le. And
now, what is that?
That is just a very amorous, it's a flattering to a woman to go, la, la, la. And that's what I do.
All right, but when you're done with the bikini wax on these women, do you do that?
Yes, I do. It's to say, beautiful job. If the woman says, how do I look, Rudy? I will go, la, la, la. That is...
And that is Latin.
That is a Latin expression. It is very Latin, and it lets the woman know it is an attractive bikini wax that I just did for you. In other words, I'm saying...
I mean, doesn't that remotely resemble a man, you know, like oral sex? Or...
No. What it says is that it's a beautiful wax job I just did. La la, la 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 la.
After you wax her...
After the wax job is done, yes. I will go, all right, Sharon or Deborah, la, la, la.
And they're not put off by that?
Well, it's not to be put off by because he's not sexual. I do not intend it as sexual.
You intend it as a compliment. It's a really good wax job.
Yes, because they want to know. I'll give them a mirror and they can hold it there and they can look at themselves. And I'll be saying, meh. That is...
Well, you see, it changes everything. First it was la-la-la, now it's meh. And it changes, and it makes me worried that there's something lascivious going on, you know?
No, there's nothing lascivious. To let her know I am done, I simply say, la-la-la-la. And that is what I'm talking about.
All right, Rudy Canoza with us. You've got at least a little bit of problem with this.
There was a lady complained, and she does not understand that I must take pictures of my work if I'm to survive.
And, all right, Rudy, hold on for a minute, okay?
And Phil, I want to say that I am not there to harass a woman. I am there to make her look beautiful. I am an artist.
All right, I appreciate that. Our number is 1-800-449-8686. Rudy Canoza is with us. He does Brazilian bikini waxes and Playboy waxes, takes pictures of the wax job, and a couple of women got upset. One woman in particular didn't want her picture taken because she thought it was violating her privacy. He claims it's not because he's not taking a picture of their face, just their, albeit bare private area. Also, this la-la-la noise got the complaint of that one lady. You know the woman's name, Mike? Because she called us and she told us he's going la-la-la every time he does one of these, and then he's taking pictures. And I'm looking at the brochure, and you see this, Craig? I mean, look at that. It's just like page after page. You know? 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show. Show 1-800-449-8686. By the way, before I forget, the ratings are out today in the city of Los Angeles, and yet again, the Phil Hendry Show is the number one afternoon drive talk show in Los Angeles. And I got to tell you, for those of you who live in other cities, it is so easy to win an afternoon drive in LA. It's sad. The state of radio in this town. I'm sure many of you who live in other cities, you got some good radio. Not in LA, man. It is so bad. It took me exactly 4 months to dominate an afternoon drive here, and we are happy. We're throwing a party. We got a kegger here after the show's over. We are going to get totally wasted because we have dominated yet again afternoon drive in L.A. as a talk show. Now, of course, there are music stations that beat us, and we'll creep up the ladder along those lines as well. But just let you know, and, you know, it's easy when you're going up against the competition that I go up against in this town. That hackneyed, staid, uncreative, these guys that steal all of their material, these cats that are trying, you know, they're like 45 going on 21. At least they're trying to look 21 with the comb over and the big fat gut hanging out and stealing a lot of, you know, spank me material. And, you know, these guys, these boring, in other words, L.A. style talent. The boring L.A.-style talent, easy as heck to beat, not a problem at all. And one of the interesting things about one guy in particular, he won't mention my name on the air. Why's that, sweetheart? Hey, sweetheart, Daddy's talking to you now. Why won't you mention Daddy's name on the air? Come on, you talk about everybody else. Oh, you've mentioned Carell and Andrew, and you've mentioned all these other... How come you won't talk about me, honey, baby, girlfriend? Now, I'm going to tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to go home. I'm going to grease my fist up. And when I come over to your house tonight, you better be ready for me. Okay, comb over? I'm going to call you the comb over kid. You keep sweating there, fatso. 1-800-449-8686. 1-800, because the Henry Show, number one again. Oh, man, it's easy. 1-800-449-8686. Let's get back to Rudy Canoza, who's on the line with us here from his business there in the Valley on Ventura Boulevard. He has the wax hut. So, Rudy, what you're talking about here is you do the Brazilian bikini wax, you do the Playboy wax, and then you do what? You take a picture of it without a woman's consent, correct?
First of all, Phil, I have to tell you, I do not need their consent to take a picture if it's not a picture of their face.
And all right, so, but what is this thing about forcing their knees apart?
I put them in stirrups and lock them in place so I can get the picture, but then I release the woman. So it is not something that I think you need to be worried about, and I think you're getting a wrong impression of my business.
And then you go, la, 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 la.
That is simply a Latin thing. You know, it's interesting. You do not understand my culture. It's a Latin way of saying it's an attractive wax job.
A Latin way of saying an attractive wax job. All right, I just want you to know, because we did have the complaint call, okay?
As I'm sure there are many people who do not understand.
All right, here is Wes Covina on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hello, I'm here.
Yes, ma'am.
I just want to say that this guy does need permission to take any pictures of any part of anybody's body.
Why?
And yes, this is totally sexual... And
why
anybody
do I need
to lock my feet down to take a picture, wouldn't that be consensual? You would say, can I take a picture of my work?
No, I do not take your face. I don't take your face. So who knows that it is you?
Hold on. You've got a long ways to go here. I just want to tell you that if you said, can I take a picture of you, it should be my decision to say yes or no. And I should be able to also ask for your opinion. Don't give me your la-la-la unless I ask for it.
No, wait a minute. Nothing you're saying is making sense, because, number one, I am not taking a picture of your face, so no one knows that it is you. Number two, I don't need your consent.
A picture of a lock of my hair or the rings on my finger.
Cite the law. Tell me the California law.
Are you sure that it's a part of the law, ma'am?
You know what? It doesn't need to be the law. It's ethical. If he's claiming to do some kind of cosmetic something, he better start being pretty ethical about it.
Do you get cosmetically treated in this way?
Yes, I do, and I choose to do it, when to do it, how to do it, who to do it, and how much I pay to do it.
But I have to tell you, when I do, I come from Argentina, and when I complete my work, I look at it, I go, la, 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 and a woman should be flattered.
Well, it should be, but you know what? If somebody tells you they're not,
Are you telling me you would not be flattered?
You should take that into consideration and say, you know what? If this is going to offend people and affect my business, which it sounds like it's going to now,
all right, if you had just gotten another way to say,
you know what? This is a beautiful job, and you should be able to pay it.
But what if I had just done a wax job on you?
Let me compliment your Argentinian accent. You have a beautiful accent.
Thank you.
And I would love to hear you say, this is a very nice job in a Latin accent.
Thank you.
But I would not like to hear you go, la, 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 because, yes, it is very close to
If I said to you, usted parece una puta de $2.
What does that mean? Usted?
Exactly. That's what I would have said. That would have been the first thing I said before I even got a reaction.
What is that? What does that mean?
It's a beautiful language.
It looks like a million dollars.
I would want to know what it meant before I said thank you.
But I'm saying to you now, if you had just had a wax job in my chair, I would look at it. I would say, la, 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 la.
You know what? I've had my legs waxed. I have had my upper lip waxed. I have my underarms waxed. And I've never had anybody come
do that.
Close to
all right, 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show. Phil Henry Show. Welcome, welcome to the Phil Henry Show. Welcome to all you listeners of the Comb Over Kid. If he's actually grown a pair of balls big enough to mention my name on his show, and you obviously have dialed over here to hear who it is he's talking about, welcome to a truly funny show, to a creative show, to an original show. Let me underline the word original show. Welcome to an original act. God knows there's little, if any, of it on the airwaves in Los Angeles, especially between 4 and 7 in the afternoon. Welcome. You have found your home. This show's funny. And it don't rip off nobody's material. And it's not lame. And it's not filled with Columbia School of Broadcasting intonations. And it's not, a wannabe hip thing that just sort of lays there like a warm, festering turd on the dial. It's a real show, full of real creativity. Welcome to our show. You have a home now. You don't have to pretend like you're hip. And by the way, that clown's over there right now devoting his whole hour to me. You want to know why? Because that guy is crapping in his pants scared of me. Oh, my God. That guy is peeing in his pants, afraid of me. Okay, we've got other things to do. We have, like, real radio to do here. So we're going to move on with our show, and we'll let the comb-over kid devote hour after hour after hour to me. Okay, fatso, you just keep on doing that. Because God knows, if it wasn't about me, what would you talk about, right? Well, we could talk about, my circumcision, or whatever it is that you're rapping about. 1-800-449-8686. Pardon me, Rudy, and just allow me that indulgence.
It's very entertaining.
We have a couple of calls. Rudy Canoza is with us. He operates the Hot Wax Hut on Ventura Boulevard. You take pictures of women after you've waxed their private area against their will. One woman says you pushed her down in the chair while you got off a quick picture, and now you've got a brochure here of all of this. Now, the last phrase you uttered, when the woman is done, you say what?
I tell her in Spanish that she looks like $1 million. I did not hold that woman down.
All right, hold on. You said you pushed her down.
I did not hold a woman down. I simply said to her, hold your horses, and I pushed her knees apart and I got the shot.
And you pushed her knees apart and got the shot. Now, what is usted parece?
Usted parece una puta de $2.
What is that?
You look like $1 million.
All right, that is not what I'm hearing here, okay?
And well, I don't know what you're hearing, Phil. I'm here to promote. Now, I was told I'd be on a show about promoting local business.
Let me just take a phone call here. Riverside on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hi, it's Rebecca. That phrase that he said in Spanish.
Yes, ma'am.
Means you are a whore worth $2.
That is a lie.
I am a Hispanic.
That is a filthy lie.
I grew up, my mom speaking Spanish to me.
It is a colloquial
phrase. Puta is slut.
Puta is a colloquial phrase that can mean a lovely woman of the earth, a woman who is native and lusty.
That's what translation
puta?
That's what mean. You're a prostitute worth $2.
I did not say that.
You said it means you look like $1 million.
Colloquially, yes, it means you look like $1 million.
What's the literal translation?
The
literal translation is you look like a $2 hooker, but what? You know something? I really resent having my business drugged through the mud like this. And it,
sir, you're saying to women after you wax them, you look like a $2 slut. And
I am not saying that. I am saying you look like $1 million. I'm saying you look like a lusty.
Say that in Spanish. You say, te ves como $2,000.
Oh,
no,
see, you are filthy. You are
that way.
You said something filthy.
Te ves como $2,000 means you look like $2 million.
That is filthy.
Te ves una puta de $2.
Puta is...
What is puta?
Puta means a woman... No, it means a lusty, loving woman.
No,
a woman full of love.
Derogatory term. Instead of using prostitute or woman of the night, it's a very derogative term.
Ma'am, I believe you are trying to slander me. You will not understand what I'm trying to say.
I think that's what you're accused of being.
I have not done anything other than take some pictures of some early morning dew and put it into the brochure. So that
early morning dew is what you're calling it now, huh? You know something?
You are lying, and you should keep the liars off the phone because I...
Well, the lady said, usted parece una puta de $2.
Dólares, yes.
You look like $1 million.
Yes, that's exactly what that means.
Well, the lady said it means you look like a $2 slut.
Well, I don't know who she is. I don't know if she speaks Spanish.
All right, thank you, ma'am. 1-800-449-8686. Studio City on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hi.
Yes, hi.
First,
of all, I just can't. Is this guy for real?
You know, my business is being slandered in this way. And
I didn't bring you on here to slander your business, sir. I brought you on here to ask you some questions about it. We had a complaint call from a lady, okay?
I believe me, I do not enjoy having what I do for a living slandered and libeled in this
way. I think he should be shut down.
You know something? If you think I'm slandering, libeling you, sir, then you can sue me for that. But I'm simply saying that this is what... If you're saying to women that...
you think I should be shut down?
Yes.
Why? For what? Because
it's sexual harassment.
Sexual harassment. I give the bikini wax.
If you spoke to me in that way, or if you made that term, whatever it is, the la-la-la, or if you try to take a photograph of me, with or without my consent, the fact that you're even considering photographing that is invasive and sexually inappropriate.
Nobody knows that it's you. Nobody knows that it's
you. It doesn't matter. It has nothing to do with
except
it. You can take a picture of a child on the internet
for your
and
husband.
It doesn't show their face, but that's still pornography.
No. Except for... Wait a minute. If you take a picture of a child, you don't show your face. You can't be sued for slander or for libel because you don't know what that person is.
You should be sued and just shut down because you're doing bad business.
If I take a picture of, except for your husband or a boyfriend, nobody would know it was
you.
You
know what? The picture I don't even really care about. The fact that you're using those words.
What words?
And the fact that you are even
you
in this type of business is beyond me.
No, I am saying to the women.
But, all right, this lady here in Studio City, if she had just gotten a wax job from you, then what do?
I let her know that it is a beautiful job, and I go, la, la, la.
And I would be shocked.
Why would you be shocked for me to say?
I would be disgusted.
What is wrong with that?
Really,
you
don't you get...
You are a sexual comment about non-sexual activity.
No, ma'am, I am saying it is a
great
job.
Getting waxed for me is related to my business.
Yes,
I'm in the fitness industry, and that has nothing to do with sex.
Of course. But
and you're making it sexual. And
how
I don't
am
know
I making?
What that means, and I only did a semester of Spanish.
If I said to you, the wax job is lovely, blah, blah, blah,
you know what?
Blah, blah,
I've been waxed for over 15 years, and no one has ever commented on their work afterwards.
And most probably you've been. And the other thing that I find a little unusual, and
well, you know, Mr. Andre, I did not come on your program. So if you want me to hang up, I would be happy to hang up.
No, I want to give you a fair hearing, but first
there's
of all,
fair about
how many
this.
Guys do wax jobs?
Exactly.
There are a great many men who do wax.
And I
we
have
do
never
the Brazilian,
heard of it in my whole life.
The Brazilian bikini wax, which is a South American wax, or the Playboy wax, is done by many
women
men.
Women can do that wax. You don't have to be a man to do it.
If you come to, you don't have to be a man to do it. You don't have to be a woman to do it. You come, you sit down, you relax.
I have never known a male waxer in my life.
And
why are you going la la la? If it upsets women,
I enjoy my work.
It's related to oral sex.
I enjoy my work. What's wrong with me to look and say,
Do it quietly.
Ooh, yeah. Just blah, blah, blah.
Well, look, dude, don't say it out loud.
How would you feel
woman?
If someone was doing that to your wife or your girlfriend or your daughter?
I wax my wife. So,
okay, but
you know.
How would you feel if someone else was doing it to your 15-year-old daughter or something? Who
my
was a dancer?
15-year-old daughter will never get a wax job as
Why?
Long as she's living under my roof because
Why?
That is something for an adult woman to make a decision on, not
okay,
a child.
Okay, she's 21 and she's
and
doing it.
She's 21, she's doing it. A young man looks at her private area and goes, blah, la, 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 la. I would, what?
This man is disgusting.
Why am I disgusting? To say to a 21-year-old or a 30-year-old or however old you are, ma'am, to say if you wish to go get the wax job, you want to have the wax job, you sit down to have the knees pushed apart, the man waxes so you have the landing strip, and you go,
Bwah. Oh, my God. This man
what are you?
So
are you doing that, man?
That's what that is. No, she doesn't understand Latin culture.
Who are your customers is all I want to know, and what drugs are they on?
You know something? You are in the fitness business?
Yes.
Stick with that. You don't know.
I definitely
know,
won't be in
you
yours.
But you don't know about the blah. You don't know about the love.
All right.
Oh, my God.
What's the blah? Okay, thank you very much. Here is Chesapeake on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hi.
Hi, ma'am. How are you?
I would like to make a comment, but I'm really beginning to think this is a joke.
I don't find my business being slandered to be funny. And I don't.
I haven't slandered your business.
Hello?
You are out. We hear you, ma'am. But hold on. He's accusing. I haven't slandered your business.
I don't think it's funny to take a business that I worked hard on, and to hold me up to ridicule this way. I don't think it's fair.
Go ahead, ma'am.
What I wanted to say is, if a gynecologist after giving his patient a GYN exam has said you have a nice, you know what. La-la-la.
Yes, that would be inappropriate.
He would be at
absolutely, that's inappropriate. But a wax job, especially the Brazilian wax or the Playboy wax, is for your private area to look
I totally
you know, that what?
I think you're wacko. I totally agree with you. It's to make yourself look attractive.
Absolutely.
But you do not take photographs of anyone without their permission. That is the law.
It's not her face. Who knows it's you?
It doesn't matter.
Who knows that it's
your face or not?
Well, you just said her husband or her boyfriend would know it. And if I opened up a thing and there's my wife's, business in a magazine, I'd go, hey, baby, did you know that somebody took a picture of you here? And
exactly.
She says to me, yeah, Rudy did down at the wax hut.
Right.
I mean, it would kind of shock me a little bit.
But nobody knows it's your wife. What do you care?
Well,
I want, how do I show off my business unless I take a picture? Women love to be told they are beautiful, especially coming from a Latin male. That is all. That is what the la-la-la-la-la is about. When a Latin man, yes, ma'am.
I hate to tell you this, but after this radio show, you will be out of business.
No, I will not be. Mr. Henry will be, then
business.
I can sue this radio station for libeling me and for slandering me.
Okay, Rudy, you go ahead and sue me.
And I would say to you, ma'am, in Chesapeake, in Maryland, or wherever you're calling from, if I was to do the bikini wax on you, and at the end of this procedure, I said to you, what is your first name, by the way?
My name is Sandra.
Sandra, I said to you, Sandra, la la la. That is my way of, see, she's laughing, she loves it.
I would slap the hell out of you. I'm sure.
Why would you slap me if I look at your,
Because it's inappropriate. It's a very vulnerable
thing. I look at your package, I go,
how's that sexy? How is that sexy?
That is Latin.
What an idiot. Yeah, you sound like some kid at a frat party.
You know something?
I'm hanging up.
I am one of the few waxers that will do a smiley face wax job.
Thank you.
I can make it smile. So
okay, thanks very much, ma'am.
Ba-la-la-la. Ma'am? Chesapeake Bay. Blue.
Hang up on him.
Blue.
Okay, so yeah, man, we've promoted that business. Yeah, and stay tuned tomorrow for another fine Southern California retail business all about the sunny weather we're having. Blah, blah, blah. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show. Phil Henry Show here, 1-800-449-8686. And in case you missed the news, we have come in the number one afternoon drive talk show in the Los Angeles market. Now, all over America, ratings are coming in, or will be soon. And at least in this one particular market, we have dominated again. And the reason why is very simple. There is nothing else on the dial here. You guys who live, let's say, in Miami, you guys who live, say, in Chicago, you guys in Philadelphia, I mean, these are active, vibrant radio markets. I've worked in them or lived in some of those areas and have heard the radio that they have to offer. But Los Angeles lost it years ago in terms of its ability to create, in terms of its ability to be bold, in terms of its ability to, to kind of shake it up. L.A. lost it so long ago, man. It's almost in the dark ages. You know, you can't even remember when. You know, you'd have to be hypnotized, man, like by Edgar Casey and go back into past lives to remember when this town represented anything innovative at all in radio. So that's why it's easy for us to dominate here in Afternoon Drive in the Los Angeles market. And I imagine it's going to be a lot tougher in some of the other cities that we're in, because a lot of the other cities we're in, they actually have good radio. They actually have some competition. Here, oh man, it's like falling off the, you know, like falling off the wagon, which of course I've done many times in my life, as has my friend Craig Taylor. But anyway, it's easy. Now, you're going to be hearing a lot of stuff. Don't believe a word of it. You know who your pal is. It's Phil. And you're going to hear people shrieking and crying and wailing. And oh, man, it's so tired. You know, it's just a joke, Jim. You don't worry about it. You know who the man is. And you know, it's not me. It's you. You guys. You're out there thirsting. Dying. You're driving home from work. Where is the laughs? that I got to listen to around here. Along comes Phil and his pals, Melissa and Craig and Mike. And, you know, we try to put together a show. I mean, we work hard at putting a show together for you. We don't just come flopping in here and sitting down and cutting stuff out of the newspaper, man. As you know, I mean, we put together a theatrical presentation for you. So that's what we work hard on. Well, what happens is this. People in this market, Los Angeles market, who are on the air, they get scared to death of somebody who comes along with a little bit of talent. Because they don't have any. It's like when Fred Schuster did the article in the Daily News, he says, you know, he asked me, he says, how come nobody's ripped you off? I says, you can't really rip me off. It's if you did, it would be a very difficult thing to do because, I mean, how do I say this without sounding like I'm self-aggrandizing too much? I mean, you got to have a certain level of talent to do this show. All these other cats you can rip off. Now, there's guys that are originals, and then you have the guys here in L.A. who rip the originals off. Comb Over Kid, you name it. They got so frustrated and angry that what they were doing just stunk the joint out so bad, they decided to just go ahead and throw caution to the wind and start stealing their material and their acts outright from more successful talent. And, you know, because they desperately want to be successful in the big town. They desperately want to hold on to their Lexus. They desperately want to be something approaching a star. When in point of fact, people snicker at them as they turn and walk away. People laugh behind their back. Just tell me to shut up and stop and do something else, Mike, if any of this gets too much for you. I'm having fun, but this may be bad. Should I be saying these things? I'm speaking some truth here. David calls, let me know. You know, you can, if you have to talk, I mean a lot. If you have to talk a lot about how good you are, you ain't. We don't do that on this show. We stop down during the ratings period to tell you how great we are, and then we move on, right? But if you spend a good portion of each and every show or every other show talking about what a hip, young-sounding show you got, you are neither. You're just a lame ass wiping up the rear along with everybody else. And especially these shows that take calls from everybody telling them how great they are. Oh, man, if I only had a Thompson submachine gun. If I only had an automatic weapon. All of the spree killers in America, if you guys are ready to pop and you're going to go upstairs and grab that Uzi and go into a mall or whatever it is you're going to do, I got better targets for you. It's all those cats that that call up talk shows and talk about how great their favorite host is. Hi, I love your show. It's so funny. Oh, holy gosh. Those people ought to be all rounded up in a mall, and we'll just take James Huberty, those two Columbine guys, all of those cats, we'll put them all together and say, have at it, boys, and I'll be feeding the machine gun. I got the bandolera right here, I'll just go ahead and start feeding the bullets in. And all those cats that call up those talk shows with, yeah, hi, Jamie. We don't do that. Not in this show. All right, I'm going to go get a refill in the coffee and tool up for another stellar record-breaking hour. Phil Hendry Show.